you. But you look like a man who's got to make a snappy impression. Why don't you come on by my humble stand? I give you $100 shine.
Sorry, buddy, I'm waiting for the bus. I haven't got time for a shine.
Oh, my friends tell me the bus gets held up this time of day.
I see. Well, I guess then I have time for just a little brush up, you know. How much for just a regular shine?
Like I told you, $100.
What, are you crazy or something? These new shoes didn't cost me $100.
I can certainly see that.
All right, don't be a smart guy. How much will it cost just for, you know, a little shine? What will you give me for $1?
For a dollar?
For a dollar, yeah.
Well, for a dollar, I can't give you much more than, say that.
Hey! You put a white stripe on my shoe!
Yeah, that'll be a dollar.
I'm not gonna pay you a dollar for ruining a perfectly good shoe. You better fix that.
That'll be another 50 cents.
Oh, so that's your game, is it?
Yeah. That's my game.
All right. Here is a dollar.
Hey.
And here is your 50 cents. Now fix my shoes.
I'll fix your shoes up.
Smart guy trying to pull
I'll
on me.
I'll fix your shoes Just up fix right away. Okay, now they both look the same.
What are you talking about? You ruined both my shoes. I'm going to call the police.
What you going to call them, Jim?
Officer!
All right, Mr. Brown, settle down. Don't be the class clown. I'll fix up your shoes right away. Hand them here.
Well, you'd better fix them up. I have to go to an important business meeting. I can't walk in like this. Now, here, fix them.
Well, now, what is that color would you say these are?
Those are ox blood.
Ox blood?
Ox blood.
I've got some ox blood. I've got some ox blood kiwi here.
Just
a little ox blood.
Careful with that
we'll
thing.
Put some right here down your shoes.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Two bloods to go, bro.
You painted the inside of the shoes.
Ox blood.
I don't care what color they are. They're wet.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go home, put a hair dryer inside them, turn them on up for high, and come right around.
I'm not going home. I'm going on a business meeting, and I can't walk in looking like this. They think I'm some kind of an idiot.
And they'd be right on.
Those boys, not now, not yet.
Tomorrow ain't coming for a lot of those boys, Lily.
But, Maury, they're all wearing Bill's face.
Honey, we've all got up. Would you put that stuff down, Maury. Please? What would Bill think? Excuse me, look, if it wasn't for those millions of boogies out there, the president of these United States would be named Schickelgruber. Baby, excuse me for saying it, but ever since Anzio, you've been acting like a spoiled... I'll get it.
Yes. Telegram for you, Miss D'Angelo.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is for you, ma'am.
Thank you, son. Just a minute. Boy, come here.
Yes?
Where are you from?
Nairobi, ma'am. Isn't everybody?
Bending low at the people's feet on the windy corner of a dirty street. When I asked him while he shined his shoes, how he keeps from getting the blues. He grinned and he shook his little head while the shoes shined ragged.
Here, buddy, you better fix these shoes up right away, or I'm gonna see that your shoe shine stand is taken away from you.
You can do that.
I can, and I will.
Well, then I better build you a new pair of shoes, or I'm in deep trouble.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
White on white. What difference does it make?
White on white. You're in luck tonight. Oh. I'll build your shoes up. Nice white and white feet.
Oh, stop singing, will you? Just fix the shoes.
Well, now, for the left shoe, we're going to start with something continental.
Oh, never mind.
The beetle approach. That's got the high instep and what's known as the confusion heel down here, see? Then we put on this little double lace effect and you build you up. Hey, that's one sandal, Jim. Now, did you realize in an entirely different class of people dig you from the right side of your body? Yeah. For those people, we're gonna take the conservative approach, right? An Ivy League white buck.
Oh, nice.
That's gonna be sweet. First, we start here with what's called a broken toe.
Broken toe.
We come around here, we get the Italian side heel, and there's your double lacing effect again. Oh, hey, you know something, Jim? When you come walking down the street first, I thought you was as straight as a rusty gate.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Uh-huh. You're a snappy dresser.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you step down and see if your new shoes pinch your feet or anything, okay? Let me give you a hand here. Okay, there you go. Hey! They're gonna love you on the avenue. Now, tell me, don't you think that's worth $100?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Peter's gonna do a clapping solo now.
Yeah, Peter's had to clap for a long time.
No,
I caught it with one hand.
I got rhythm.
I got rhythm. No, wait. Okay, take it again. All right, ready?
Right.
And one.
And two, I got two, rhythm.
No, you gotta wait for me.
You gotta wait for me.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Hold it, Leo. Hold
I got
it. Okay.
One, David, two,
got,
three, four, five.
I got
rhythm.
I got laughter.
I got
rhythm. I got
we better go back to the black studies.
Turn the lights on. Hey, look, everybody's got blue eyes.
Ah!
When you get the blue, get a rock and roll, feel it in your bones. That on your toes and a dimple, get a bone, get a rhythm. When you get the blue.
Well, I stopped to listen to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump for joy. Slap on a shoe polish, let me run, grab the shoes, and raggedy held the tag.
Here's a special message from the inventor of the phone company, Alexander Graham Acme.
Hello, Americans. Call me Joe. And here's some good news. The phone company is sending every one of you a big brown bag of hot food. Why? Because we took your shoes away without telling you. And now they're coming back with bells on them.
That's right. The phone company has turned your left shoe into a phone. Yes, it looks like a phone, but it's as durable and reliable as your old shoe. It is your old shoe. Walk on it. Talk on it. For you from the phone company.
Get it now, Danger? Every time you take a walk, you make a call.
Which means you make a penny out of every loafer in town.
Right. They foot the bill, and crime marches on.
He stopped once to wipe the sweat away, so you're a mighty little boy, be a working away. He said, I like it with a big white grin, and he kept on popping and said again.
$100, uh-huh, all I have. Yes, this is worth $100 if I can give you a shine, too.
You mean that you want to wake all over my brand new Sunset Mr. J and North Hollywood racing slippers with the Academy heels and the catgut laces?
For $100.
For $100?
Mm-hmm.
Shine on.
Thank you very much.
Okay, shoes. So long, shoes. I hate to see you go, but $100, well, that's a lot of dough.
I'll go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Something around the crotch.
Wait a minute.
A few epaulets would be nice.
I get the impression that I am being publicly humiliated. Oh, no. If my mother were to see me again, she'd die again. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Oh, there. What do you think of that?
Why, that's one mighty fine shine. Hey, here's a 50 cents for you, boy. And here's $100 for me, yeah, another $100, sucker.
Wait a minute.
Come walk in my 50-cent shoe-shine stall.
Okay, now look, buddy.
You know what I'm going to do with this $100?
No,
I'm
going to
turn it into 32 bottles of Thunderbird.
No, just a second.
That's right. I'm going to turn it into four beers of African bluegrass. Then I'm going to go pay my wife.
Come back here.
Go pay my lawyer.
You can't leave me like this. This is all the money you got. I'm torn from this. Hey, Mr. Executive? Hey, anybody, would you like a nice $100 shine?
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
He don't know shit from Shinola, you know that?
Always wondered how the Shinola people felt about that phrase, huh?
Hi, I'm the new man from Shinola.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you.